congregation will please stand for our affirmation of faith. This is on page 9, right below the sermon theme. We'll join in confessing our faith. We believe in God,
the creator of all things,
the source of all goodness and love. He is our God, and
we are his people.
We believe in Jesus Christ,
the Son of God,
true God and true man.
He was crucified by and was buried for our sins,
that we might be free and know the joy of life.
He was raised on the third day and ascended to heaven.
He will come again in power and glory to judge both the living and the dead.
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
the power of God at work beside us.
We believe in the Church of God,
his people of faith throughout the world. We believe that our sins are forgiven and that we will live forever with God, for now and throughout eternity.
Amen.
You may be seated as our offering begins.
Love for her pastor and her involvement with her pastor's kids. our peace. You have your peace. Pray for us, as we will pray also for this family. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, there are so many lives that are touched by those who assemble here today. People that are good people, wonderful family and friends. Yet some of them are not in your church. Some of them do not understand or know you as the Savior, like Sam. But you have given him that opportunity to believe. What a privilege it was for me to watch him come to faith. And now so suddenly you call Ellen home. We pray for your strength, the comfort of your assurance that he will see her again. And also beyond that, that knowing Jesus, we have the strength to live on until we are all raised together into life. But there is that other side. And Lord, we pray that our church also might be among those who shares the gospel, not just according to our everyday activities, but through every aspect of our life, so that we are able to share you in such a way that others will ask to come. They will ask to be baptized. They will want to become part of this forgiveness that we have heard about today. Today we also join with Dave and Rosalie. Rosalie had her knee replaced, which is very complicated with her MS. And yet, Lord, you've guarded her and given her a good surgery. Now as she goes to Cedar Springs, give her the ability to overcome and rehab and be home soon. And then we pray for Bob Deer, Pastor Bob Deer, ex-brother, who has come through colon surgery and is recovering well. Help him, Lord, to be your servant and to use his life even now through all of this to your glory. And then we join. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing from the Lord. May the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus make us strong to do his will. May the peace of the Lord Jesus fill our lives. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
And then in preparation for Lent, brothers and sisters in Christ, when we next gather for worship, it will be Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. On that day, we will begin our solemn journey to the Savior's cross. While the joy of faith remains undiminished throughout the year, our rejoicing during Lent is muted and quiet. For centuries, therefore, the Christian Church has omitted their most jubilant songs during this season, including the word Alleluia, which means praise the Lord. Now, for a time, we say farewell to Alleluia. We do this to prepare ourselves for the quieter days of Lent. The Alleluia will return on Easter dawn as we gather to shout our praise to the risen. out and carry that burden. God, thank you. You do that for us. You remind us. As he says, the mission counselor is the voice of the lost among us. And that is a powerful voice when it comes from Jesus himself. He'll share more with us in our Bible study downstairs. It's important for God's people to be equipped to learn more and come out with. Please come. It's a single study offered by our mission council. We don't get this opportunity very often. There's fellowship and food down there as well. As he says, we're Lutherans, we've got to have food. So you can find your way down. A couple quick announcements here. During the week coming up, Ash Wednesday begins 3:30 and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. So no Thursday service. This is our big run up to the cross. It really essential to understand that Wednesday services are the emphasis on Jesus' suffering. Sunday services do not do that the same way. The Wednesday services, and you can see in the bulletin, we have some special preachers with us. The Lord has really blessed us again this year. I'm not on rotation. These preachers are all here together with us. Also, looking forward in the calendar a little bit, there is a blood drive we are hosting, and Kimberly tells me that we're only 25% signed up. And there's a lot of people sitting here that intend to come. They just have to be signed up. So there's going to be a couple of people in the back after the services all through the next several weeks to get you signed up for the blood drive here at our Savior on Thursday, February 21st, 3 to 7 p.m. And then the following night, Friday, is OSLC Family Fun Night, 6 p.m. Please check your bulletins on the back for the calendar and your boxes for all the extended calendar information. God's blessing to you. And it's right here, underneath all my notes. Thanks, Tom. They are attempting to start volleyball on February 15th for adults between St. Matthew's and our Savior congregation. It's in our Family Life Center from 7 to 9, February 15th. For questions, call Chuck Eisner. You can get that number from our church or school office. Thanks. Well, let you usher yourselves out at your own leisure. God be with you.